Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is entitled Second Date Update. If you've done the hard work, really, to get somebody to go out with you, you think, all right, that's really the hard part. Now the easy part starts. But usually, well, you don't get a call back sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And you find yourself on our show here on Second Date Update.
Bummer.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happened to our buddy Gary this morning. Good morning, Gary.
Morning.
Hey, thanks for emailing our show and then being on now on Absolutely. Second Date Update. Yeah, we appreciate that. All right, so it says here in your forum thing that you went out with a girl named Jessica.
We met for coffee on the first one. We kind of hit it off and, just chatted for a bit, got to know one another. And then I was like, well, let's do this again. So, I mean, I like to keep it a little casual on the second date, like not, you know, crazy fun dining and stuff. So I was like, you want to go to the Olive Garden? She goes, yeah, totally down for that. And, you know, breadsticks and the whole deal, like that, you know, you don't want to eat too many carbs because you don't want to get too filled up. But like, we do the whole deal. Everything was great. Got some the salad soup, little romantic with some cookies at the end, and
nice.
And everything was good.
But, yeah. All right, let's back up a little. Where did you meet Jessica? By did you meet her at the coffee shop the first time, or?
Yeah, I mean, I mean, if you sort of take a step back, it might look a little creepy, but I was doing some, like, writing. I was at the laptop, and she was a couple tables over, and, you know, you get that, like, look. I don't want to, you know, don't catch me looking. Look, don't catch me looking. Look, don't catch me looking. That went on for,
nice.
I mean, it was probably only 10 minutes, but it felt like it went on for 2 hours.
Right.
Like, look, don't catch me looking. Look, don't catch me looking. And then finally I was like, hey,
I love this guy.
Here we go.
Yeah. So are you a writer?
Blogger, but I mean, yeah,
oh,
I'm a writer, but sure.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. So you got.
I'm a keyboard warrior.
Oh, look at you. Watch out.
All right. Mm-hmm. So then you rolled up to her in the coffee house and started talking to her, and you guys agreed to go out, and then you went to Olive Garden. Okay.
So really, the first date, we didn't even have to go anywhere. So that worked out really well.
Yeah.
I basically just swarmed in on her morning.
All right.
Ah,
all right. So you caught her there and then she agreed to go out with you. What did you guys talk about? How was your date? Was it pretty intense? Did you guys kiss? I mean, talk to us a little bit about the vibe of the whole thing, you know, the night.
Well, we didn't kiss, but I mean, I would say intense because like we were really getting to know one another and it was going, we were talking about, I don't know, we were talking about family, a little bit of politics. We want to keep that maybe for a third or fourth date. Like, but we just, you know, we were agreeing on stuff. We had the same taste in music. You know, she was into Harry Potter. I was into Harry Potter. She was into Star Wars. I was into Star Trek. Not a big deal. I'm cool with that.
Very good. Yeah.
So some differences, some likenesses. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to compromise a little. What is it? You got to give a little to get a little. Isn't that the phrase?
Yes.
But I didn't get any. But that's okay. Like, that's why.
Listen to him.
Wow. All right.
I think you're great.
It doesn't seem like there's going to be a third date. So
yeah. Well, it sounds like, sounds like you got some game, though.
What? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not the one. I can't really say that I got game, but I mean,
I think you do.
It seemed to work out like she was into it.
Yeah.
I thought she was into it, but.
All right, so you tried, what, calling her, texting her, or whatever, and she hasn't called or texted you back?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't call. That's silly. I mean, I texted, and then I emailed, and then I texted again, and then I waited, and then I emailed again, and then I sent, we're not friends on Facebook, but I sent a DM on Facebook. So I don't know. It's been, okay, so I guess I sent like 5 messages, and I'm getting the hint.
Right? Are you?
Like, I'm getting the hint, but I don't understand why the hint is given.
Okay. All right, Gary, don't say anything. We're going to call her. You're going to be on the phone with us, but we'll see what's going on, okay?
Copy that.
All right. Calling Jessica.
Hello.
Hey, is this Jessica?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, Jessica. How are you?
I'm well. How are you? We're good.
Yeah. Who the hell are you?
This is actually Marco and Krista. We're live right now on 93.1 Jams.
Shut up.
A little radio station. Yeah.
Shut up.
True story, girl.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
You're so lucky.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're actually doing a second date update. It's where you've been out on a date with somebody, and for whatever reason, they think that you'd be calling them right back, but you are kind of giving the cold shoulder, and we try to call and figure out what happened. And so, do you know who we're calling about, by the way?
Yeah, I do. I don't go on a lot of dates, so, you know, I know when I'm not calling somebody back, I know who it is.
All right.
You're talking about Gary, right?
Oh, look at that. That's awesome.
Even got him by name. Yes.
Yes, the blogger of life.
The Gare Bear.
Yeah.
The blogging.
I didn't know he was a cool guy. He's a cool guy. He's
yeah.
Very handsome. Aww. You know, lots of nice things to say.
So why are you not hooking up with that again?
Yeah, what happened? So you guys, you heard about you were out and things were fun, right?
Yeah, I mean, we had a lot of fun. We seemed to hit it off, you know. Like when we met at a coffee shop, it was a little weird when we first met. You know, he just kept looking at me. And I think he thought I was giving him googly eyes, but I was really like, stop giving me weirdo eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Stop looking at me.
Mm-hmm. So I'm like, please stop.
Yeah.
And I was trying to send that signal, but he wasn't listening. So he came over, and then I was like, oh, I'll give him a chance. He seems really cool. He made me laugh. So that's like, you know, score for him.
Right.
So I let him take me out. We went to Olive Garden, which is not my first choice because I'm like, who wants unlimited breadsticks?
Okay. I do.
It's like a trick. I'm like, don't you know this is a trick?
So that's hilarious.
You're being cheap right now, right?
Right.
So, right. So, but we did get, you know, I got some Italian food. He got some soup, and, you know, they have unlimited soup, too. And that was where it all went downhill.
What do you mean? So the unlimited soup was the big problem? Yeah.
So he has like this, I have pet peeves, and one of them is just how people eat.
Yeah.
And he is a soup slurper.
Slurping the old soup.
Like, first of all, use the spoon. That's first of all.
Yes.
You know, when you ask for a cup of soup, it doesn't mean drink it.
Yeah.
You could still use the spoon, but I guess he took that literally and he drank it and then slurped it. And
okay, hold on a second.
It must have been really good.
So he did the thing where you put the spoon down and then you take two hands and
like
you get
this.
The bowl. And then
good Campbell's or something. I was just like, no, that is not cool.
I cannot stand that.
It's like,
oh, honey, it's the worst.
It was grossing me out. So I was just like, oh, Captain Slurp over here.
Slurp.
You can deal with him. And you know, and then after that, it's like, you know, you can get more. But instead mm-hmm. of just asking for more right away, he used his finger to get the rest of it out of the bottom
Stop
of the bowl.
Stop it.
And then he's, no, I'm not, I wish that I was making this up.
Girl.
Hold on.
You know,
so
I like third dates, but
yeah.
not. No,
not that.
No.
So after he was done slurping, he took his first finger and he rolled it around the rim and got whatever was left.
Rolled it around the rim and proceeded to suck his finger, which, you know, on multiple levels,
yeah,
very off-putting.
Wow. Maybe he has some sort of oral fixation.
Maybe.
Maybe he does.
Maybe he was just hungry.
He did, yeah, he was hungry, but
listen.
Then he ordered two more bowls.
Yes,
then he ordered two more bowls.
Honey, it's an Olive Garden.
Right.
They have phenomenal soups.
I spent a lot of time in the bathroom just praying that
praying.
It would be over soon.
Praying.
Yeah, but did he do the slurp and sucks on both bowls?
Probably.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, and he just talks a lot. So it was like, talk slurp. And I was like,
oh gosh.
My God, please.
Can you just imagine what it's like going to a movie theater and eating popcorn with him? I bet he's a mess.
So
he would have
yeah.
We would have to sit in a
yes.
to go a different time.
Different row. How long did the date seem?
The date seemed long enough for the second and third date. Like, it was
two
dates combined in the one.
Yeah.
Tragic moment.
Well, yeah. Well, I do have to tell you here, Jess, that we have Gary on the phone with us. He was not.
Oh, my God.
He was not.
Yeah. Captain Slurp over here.
Gary, hey.
Yay.
So, yeah, he would.
Just a little FYI, because we all have pet peeves, right?
Yeah.
You want to know what Jessica is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a pasta cutter. She's a spaghetti slicer. It's like she was eating a can of SpaghettiOs, cutting up her pasta and eating it. No twirl. She's not a twirler. Yeah. She's not a twirl at all.
I'm not a slurper like you.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are hilarious.
Everyone knows.
Yeah.
Everyone knows all the best flavor is in those last couple of bites of the soup.
Yes.
That's why soup. And correct me. That's
bites
that's
of the soup. You
should have
just chewed
it in the refrigerator the next day.
You got to get
all the flavors. The last couple of bites. I am not going to let go of those last couple of bites.
All right. Wow, okay.
Well, you let go of me instead. So, you know, Gare Bear.
Gare Bear.
So, I'll happily be Gare Bear as long as I ain't Captain Slurp.
Okay. Well, you're on that too.
All right. So it wasn't, you guys are just kind of different.
Yeah. Maybe you should eat together. You can do other things together.
Well, here's what we do on second date update, Jess. If you want to, I will offer to pay for another date. You can go out with Gary to not the Olive Garden. I'll pay for wherever you guys want to go. You want something expensive and nice. You can do that. It's totally up to you if you want to try it back out and see if this was just a one-time thing, or if you can handle it. If not, it's totally cool as well. But if the offer is out there.
Mm. I will lick that plate clean.
See, I was going to suggest going if we could only eat sandwiches, but, you know,
done. Bye, Felicia.
Gary, I think you ruined it at the end there. I think if you were quiet, you might have gotten a second date.
If he would just be quiet. I told you, just talk, and then he slapped his finger.
Yeah, just shut your mouth and chew, honey.
Not that into me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Gary,
you know what you're getting with me. Lick, lick, lick.
Ooh, that could be a good thing.
Catch Second Date Update Mondays and Thursdays on 93.1 Jams.
My night's not done till you get some.
And now it's time for Bromantic Messages with Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
Huh, that's weird.
What's weird?
Well, I'm looking up the 7 wonders of the world, and the list is really confusing.
I'm curious, what's so strange about it?
Well, it lists things like the Colosseum in Italy, some statue in Brazil, but for some reason, it doesn't mention your giant tits.
Oh, wow, another guy talking about my big boobs. How original.
Well, you shouldn't be surprised. I mean, those things should be in the record books.
Well, you should be in one, too. World's biggest douchebag.
Hey, I don't think there's anything wrong with being 22 and still a virgin.
Hello to you, too.
Like, you don't think that's weird, do you?
I guess. That's up to you.
Would you be interested in taking my virginity?
Take it where? Out to eat?
I mean, will you have sex with me?
What, a virgin? Gross. No.
Oh, man.
No.
Tried the old I'm a virgin move. Hey.
What do you want?
Wow. I'm coming over to f*** you right now. Get ready.
Okay. One sec. All right. I'm ready. I think you'll like it.
Nice. I bet it's going to be super f***ing hot. What is it?
Oh, it's just my old baseball bat. I'm going to hit you in the face with it.
To be honest, that doesn't sound hot. You could have just told me no.
Yeah, but that wouldn't have been as fun as hitting you with a blunt object, dumbass.
And that was our presentation of Bromantic Messages with Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams. Catch Bromantic Messages every Thursday with Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
93.1 Jams. It's Marco and Krista. It's time for you to win some free food from Subway. Could be yours with Radio Recast. If you don't know how Radio Recast goes, it's super easy. We take a movie that you've probably seen 1,000 times. It'll be a movie that everyone should recognize.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of doing impersonations of the people that were in the movie, we do impersonations of new celebrities. We're going to recast ourselves as 2 brand new celebrities into this movie and see if you can get it then, because it makes it a lot harder. 2 reasons it makes it harder. 1, because it's not the original actors.
And we're really bad.
That's 2, Krista.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
We suck at doing impersonations. In fact, it's comical.
Actually, you have reigned very well.
Well,
I think like the last 18 times.
Well, I've been making you be cartoon characters, which you don't do very well. I came across a little loophole, if you will. But
right.
Today, you don't have a cartoon character.
Stop.
You'll have one that you can actually do.
Well, too bad, because you do.
Oh, all right. Well, here's what happens. We don't know who we're going to be impersonating until right now. So Krista has picked something for me, and she's put it up, and I'm going to play it right now. So this is who I'm going to be today in Radio Recast.
No, no, the mortuary picture.
No, wait, wait. No.
Listen, I am not nice, I am not kind, and I am not wonderful. And I'm still delivering you to Hordrime.
Well, who is that?
Well, I had a major crush on him because he had a really nice-looking body. That is Skeletor.
Listen, I am not nice, I am not kind,
Nice. Okay,
there you
fine.
Go. He was way more cut than He-Man.
Yeah.
Even though He-Man was hotter, but his body.
Yeah, wasn't Skeletor skin and bones?
Yeah, he had a hot body. Yeah.
Just bones?
No, he had pec muscles.
Oh, he did. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here's who you're going to be.
No, no, the mortuary picks him up. Oh, that's good, because I didn't think we could fit him in our truck.
Roseanne or Jackie?
I'm sorry you don't think
Roseanne.
That's funny. Hey, I'm saving my best joke for the funeral.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh.
So you're going to be Roseanne Barr.
Okay.
I'll be Skeletor. I got to hear Skeletor one more time. Hold on.
Listen, I am not nice.
They're kind of similar.
They are kind of similar. All right, so here's what you have to do. Decide what movie this is. We've recasted ourselves into as Skeletor and Roseanne at 321-0931. The first person that can do that will win some free food from Subway. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. I'll see you got my letters. Finally. What are you going to do, Al?
I don't know.
We're back to that. Are we back there? What about the past couple of days? They happened, you know?
I know that they happened, and they were wonderful, but they were also very irresponsible. I have a fiancé waiting for me at a hotel who's going to be crushed when he finds out what I did.
So you make me love you to me. Oh, so you make love to me. Then you go back to your husband. What's your plan? Was that a test? I didn't pass.
No, I made a promise to a man. He gave me a ring and I gave him my word.
And your word is shot to hell now. Don't you think?
Listen, Dan, I don't know. I'll find out when I talk to him.
All right, that's enough of that. I've never seen this movie.
I hope, honey.
I hope I don't ever get to see it.
Oh, yeah. This is the Ugly Cry movie.
Skeletor and Roseanne have recasted themselves into what movie? Chanel, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think we have recasted ourselves into? What movie there?
The Notebook.
Yes.
Yes, you're completely right. That was the very sad Notebook.
Yeah.
But I think it would have been so much of a better movie if Roseanne and Skeletor were in it.
Would have been in it, yeah.
But, yeah.
How many times did you do the ugly cry in this movie?
Too much.
Yeah,
too many times.
It's too much.
I have not seen this movie. I refuse to see
it. Oh, you have to.
I'm not going to never rent this movie by myself to go watch it.
Well, I finally just saw it like 8 months ago, so
yeah.
I was a late bloomer.
Well, congratulations. Chanel, you got yourself some free food from Subway, so congratulations there. Good job.
Thanks.
And now, as always, as sort of a part of the winning prize here for you, you get to pick whose impersonation was worse because they have to play us out here in a promo.
Roseanne.
Yep, that's what I thought.
No, Marco continues to
ring. I know, dude.
I love you, Chanel. You're the best. All right, hang on a second, okay? All right, so let's just put her on hold. Let's have Roseanne talk about... What do you think, Roseanne? You want to talk about Friends with Benefits? Do you want to talk about Magic Men?
Magic Men.
All right, so Roseanne Barr talking about Magic Men here for your pleasure.
So, girls, I'll see you this Sunday at the Orpheum Theater. We're going to go see really hot men shake their salamis in front of our faces.
Oh, my God.
Dan, you have to stay home. Jackie, you're coming with me.
If you need something hot.
Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at madtownjams.com.
Download the podcast now.